Chapter 6, Making Sure the Dental Health Check Happens. I've always been aware that what I ask dentists to do is difficult. They've developed their examination and communications habits over years, decades even, and then overnight they're expected to change to a whole new positive, health-focused approach. The physical amount of change involved in moving from most exams or checkups to dental health checks is not particularly huge. Generally, I find that I ask dentists to introduce two or perhaps three additional questions into their existing routines, but I do ask them to take many of their previous checks out of the closet to be more obvious to patients and to communicate that each check has been completed and ideally that the result is one of positive health. The quality of change is very hard indeed, and even with the best intentions, old habits are hard to break. So implementing the change to delivering the dental health check must be a team game, and I believe that dental nurses have to play a pivotal role in ensuring change happens. Ideally, the dental health check becomes a protocol or a framework, which means a form should be filled in or a checklist of all essential aspects run through, and the only person who can fill in that checklist in the surgery is the dental nurse. To start the process of changing to the full dental health check appointment, I ask dentists to remember the first orientating, scene-setting question, how healthy do you feel your teeth and gums are, and then proceed through their checks pretty much as normal, remembering, where possible, to give a short report on the health of each aspect checked. Meanwhile, as well as recording the essential data as usual, nurses tick off all aspects they know have been completed and preferably mentioned to patients. At the end of their dental health check, the dentist can ask their nurse if he or she has got all the details. If any of the check areas have not been obviously assessed or made obvious to the patient, the nurse simply prompts the dentist to continue with the assessment by asking, could you tell me about the patient's restorations, or how does Sheila feel about the appearance of her teeth and gums? If necessary, the routine is explained as a new one to make sure all areas are recorded, and eventually the nurse helps the dentist communicate the fact that all checks on the checklist have been completed. If the practice is really going to prove to patients that the dental health check is broader and deeper than they originally believed, it would seem useful to give patients a written report of their state of health. Such a document should be very simple, reducing the potential for conflicting reports between practitioners in a practice, but also meaningful and valuable to patients. It strikes me that there's a similarity between taking a car for a service and the patient bringing their mouth in for a full dental health check. In both cases, the customer or patient has no idea if or how specific checks are completed, but it's reassuring nonetheless to receive the list of ticks against any number of motor parts and functions afterwards. There's a palpable feeling of relief that breakdown is less imminent and that there is a value to the service fee. So my advice is first of all to note that each check has been completed. Secondly, a very simple healthy or not healthy would seem to be adequate in terms of reassurance, although at least one more option works well, for example, a healthy for now or must do something soon type of advice. Many of the practices I've worked with in the past 10 years have now developed some form of dental health report to be given to patients at the end of the dental health check. I have supplied these practices with my first basic format for such a report and some samples from previous clients, and it never fails to impress me how each practice then individualises their reports to suit their own dental health checks and practice style. Dental health checks have been developed on custom screens on some of the dental computer systems and can be completed on screen for printing out for the patient at reception or in a treatment coordinator's room. I admit I prefer a printed card or sheet to be given to patients, particularly if the practice is hoping to build and expand. I believe that a few printed report cards are more likely to be discussed with friends and colleagues, but there's always a requirement to keep an exact copy or a record in the patient notes. Computer-generated reports are easier to keep for records purposes, and if these are used, I suggest the report is folded inside out before being given to patients. Just a little tip to avoid the potential for the report being lost in piles of paperwork at home. Patient responses. Practices that introduce the dental health check and report do find that the health focus gives new energy and importance to the regular appointments and involves nurses in the feedback provided more than ever before. There appears to be an enhanced appreciation from patients who achieve excellent health. I would estimate that 80% of patients value the card report. If the occasional patient does not value the report, that's okay, but I believe that impressing the majority of patients outweighs an occasional neutral or negative response. In mixed practices, the dental health check and report provides a point of differentiation from the usual checkup appointments provided under the NHS, although at the time of writing and reading, we have yet to see how the NHS oral health assessment becomes part of mainstream NHS care and how it might differ from the dental health check provided privately. And as a further benefit, team members are also more confident in the value of private appointments and the whole service. The dental health check and report, promotional opportunities. Once the dental health check has been defined, of course, there are numerous ways in which this appointment can be described to define value in the practice. New patients. At last, private practices have something tangible to offer patients, and more than checkups and x-rays for higher fees than patients remember from their checkups of the past. Providing receptionists have been part of the team working to define and practice the dental health check or have been steeped in knowledge and understanding of this most important appointment, we can expect receptionists to positively respond to two or three of the most common initial requests made by new patients. For example, patient, are you taking on new patients or do you do NHS? Receptionist, we had a fully private practice. Would you like me to tell you how we would look after you? Of course, the patient says yes. Receptionist. Your first appointment would be for an initial 16-point dental health check, and that would cost £65. During that appointment, the dentist will find out how you feel about your mouth and check 16 different aspects of your dental health. You'd then get a report of how healthy you are in each of the 16 different areas and advice on anything you would need to be done to get you or to keep you dentally healthy. Is this the sort of thing you're looking for? Who could say no? In practice promotion. The dental health check and report are fantastic opportunities to show patients just how much care the practice takes over their dental health. Many practices have found it useful to produce posters or leaflets for patients to explain all the checks provided. Newspaper, website articles, social media posts can also back up the value provided. Of course, the best promotional aid of all is the dental health report itself, and it's common for receptionists to offer to send or email copies of a blank report to potential new patients to show them what's covered in that essential first appointment. External promotion. Promoting the 16-point dental health check externally can give a very positive impression of the care provided by the practice. Standard literature. One of the most challenging implications of introducing the dental health check and report for many practices has been the need to update standard letters, texts, emails, forms, literature, making sure the old checkup word is replaced with dental health check, and hopefully a few words of explanation on reminders, follow-up letters, estimates, invoices, leaflets, post-treatment fact sheets, signage, and so on. I always recommend appointing a language champion from the team to make sure all communications reflect the new order whenever the dental health check is introduced. Action points from this chapter. 1. Involve your whole team in defining protocols for the dental health check. 2. Ensure your nurse is your dental health check champion. 3. Consider the introduction of a written report card for patients to take away. Appropriately branded, it reinforces your role in the care of the patient's dental health.